Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah and beginning Simin Tof Mem Zayin, which deals with mixtures of chametz. Dine Tairoves Chametz Besocha Pesach. Something gets mixed in with chametz on Pesach. What is its status? And the Mechaber begins Sif Aleph. This is found at the bottom of Chof Aleph Amud Beis. And the Mechaber writes, Chametz BePesach, Oser Tairuvoso, Bein bimino, bein shelo bimino, bimashu. On Pesach, if you have even a mashu of chametz that gets mixed into something that is not chametz, that it's Pesach dik, and this is true whether it gets mixed into something that's like itself or it gets mixed into something that's not like itself, so it is forbidding the other item, making the item that would normally be Pesach dik osur now because of the mashu of chametz that's inside of it. And the Mechaber says, this is true, afilu behano. Not only can you not eat it, but you're not allowed to get any benefit from this taruvus, from this mixture. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Aleph, mid daraisa, on a Torah level, have a chametz kishari sur mishinasarvu. We should have treated chametz like any other isser in the Torah. When an isser gets mixed in with heter, she'enon osrin taruvos, and the mixture is only prohibited, elikadei litein tam betaruvos. If there is a taste of the odd item that is osur in the item that is mutter, which is normally the hainu at shishim, which normally we say is batul b'shishim. The rabbis were mishayir, they figured out that roughly a 1 in 60 ratio is going to be mevatel the tam of the isser. And therefore, under normal circumstances, chomet should have been considered like any other isser, and it should have been batul b'shishim. However, the rabbis instituted an additional stringency regarding chametz mixtures. Kiven the isbe kares, since it's such a strict isser over here of chametz on Pesach, which is an isser of kares, v'lo bedile mine kule shata. And now it's a question, is this a second reason or is this the same reason? We'll see in a moment in the Deir Shu footnotes. But right now, let's just say it's a second reason. V'lo bedile mine kule shata. And people are used to eating chametz all year. It's as opposed to another dover osser, let's say chazer treif, if you have bacon. So you know you can't eat bacon all year long, so you stay away from it. But chametz, you can eat all year long, and it's only during the 7-8 days of Pesach that you're not allowed to eat it, so people aren't used to staying away from it. So therefore, because of these, on the surface, two reasons over here. Number one, it's very strict and it has an isser of kares, and number two, people are routine to eat it, so therefore, the rabbis added over here a stringency that is even oser taruves with a mashu. The issue footnote number one explains that based upon Rashi, she'ein elu shnei tamim nifrodim el tam echod. Rashi would say that this is one explanation over here, that it's a chi of kares and we don't stay away from it. It's one explanation. Klomar, shahoa v'chametz hu isser kares, since chametz is an isser kares, the rabbis will machmir on it. There are other isurim as well that are very stringent isurim. For example, what about the isur of eating chaylev, the isur of eating dam? These are also isurim that you be chayiv kares for, and the rabbis there will not machmir that if there's a taruvus of chaylev or of dam in something that it's osir b'mashu. So therefore, he adds that the reason why they were strict over here with this isur of isur kares by chametz is because ein regilin li bodel milechol oso, because over here, the chametz you eat all year round. It's mutter all year round, and therefore the rabbis were machmir over here. So this is one reason, not two reasons. However, the Trumas Hadeshin disagrees, and he brings down from the Rosh, hatam shalo bedile minei hu tam bifnei atzmo. He says that they're two separate reasons. In any event, whether it's one or two reasons, these are the reasons. The Mishneh Berurah continues and he writes, V'yesh omri mishum dehevei dover sheyesh lo matirin liachar ha-Pesach. Another reason is because it's going to be permissible right after Pesach. So therefore, why eat it now be'isser when you can eat it after Pesach be'heter? Okay, the kamon be'sif yud aleph, as we're going to learn towards the end of this simon in sif yud aleph. The issue footnote number two brings down a number of additional ideas and reasons over here. First of all, he says, normally we say that it's something that is going to be permissible, so why eat it now be'issa when you can eat it later on be'heter? So that only applies b'min b'mino. But taruvish shalmin b'she'eno mino, even though we say it's a dover she'esh l'matirin, we say that it's batel. So over here, we seem to have gone even more l'chumra. Nevertheless, the Rambam writes over here, Shemishum chomer iser chometz ichmir bo. Because, again, of the strictness of the iser of chometz, that it's not going to be bottled, even over here in the Taruvis, that will be min b'she'eno mino, we say that it dover shebiminyan eno bottle. He brings down the Ramah from Yeridaya, who brings in a machlokis in chometz pesach nechshav dover sheish lamatirim. He questions whether it's even considered the dover sheish lamatirim, and he says yesh sovrim she'enu b'chlal dover sheish lamatirim. Why? Because it's going to be usher next year pesach again. So therefore, it may not even fit into the category of a dover sheish lamatirim. He then brings down from the shelus tshuvas Torah chesed that this is actually totally whether it's a dover sheish lamatirim in a machlokis over here between the Rashi and the Ran. And he says as follows. According to Rashi, it's Asha Tochlenu Be'isra Tochlenu Be'hetter. The understanding of Dor Sheish L'Matirin, why should it be not permitted now? Because you can eat it Be'hetter later on, so why eat it now Be'isra? So he says, Chomitz Nechshav Dor Sheish L'Matirin. The Chomitz is considered something that will become permissible, because after Pesach will be permissible. However, according to the Ran, who understands the Dor Sheish L'Matirin as follows. Hu Asid Lios Muta Hariu Domer Le'hetter Shebo Hu His Arev V'lochein Ein No Batel Bo. Meaning over here that it's not really considered over here batel. Ain't no batel bo. It's not considered batel. It's a separate entity inside of it. And therefore, in Kein Chametz Pesach, ain't no nechshav dover sheish matirim. He holds that it's not considered dover sheish matirim. Shehov u'yachzir lios osur af liachas man heter, because it will become again osur after the zman of heter. So nimtzo she'ain hetero muchlad. It's not considered a separate heter over here, and therefore it's different than other heter that is mixed in with iser, and therefore it is batobo. And he says this is the opinion of the Slach as well. Another reason why it's not nechshav over here to be a dover sheish lamatirin. He brings down the Ran in Psochem. Mishum she'avli achara pesach hu osu midin chomet shoval avas pesach. Because there's an iser over here of chomet shoval avas pesach. And even though via the taruvis it should have been mutter after Pesach, nevertheless he brings down from Shulchan Aruch that says mikol makom hol k'she'omi b'fnei atzmo ein lamatirim. If it were alone, it wouldn't be mutter. So therefore, even if it's a taruvis, the rabbis didn't consider it a dover sheish lamatirin. Furthermore, he brings down another reason from the Minchas Yaakov, and he writes, Yesh chiyuv levaretz chametz. You have a mitzvah to get rid of this chametz over here, and therefore nimtzo she'efsho lahamtin uliochlo b'shoshu yemutter. And therefore, you're not allowed to eat it when it becomes mutter, because there's a mitzvah to get rid of it over here. Finally, he brings down the Bir Halacha that says, Nirish adasa shulchan aruch hi shechametz eno nechshav dover sheish lamatirim. From the fact over here, the way the Shulchan Aruch writes it, he says, it is clear that the Mechaber doesn't consider it a dover sheish lamatirin. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis, and he says, if there are other sides that you could be makel on over here, then the Mishnah Berurah says, Samchinun Ashiltos. Then you can rely upon the opinion of the Shiltos, the High Rav Haigon, the Svirulei, who holds the Chometz bePesach Shove L'Shar Isurim DeBishishim. The opinion of the Shiltos Rav Haigon is that, in fact, the regular Isurim over here, the regular rules of Yisur Veheter apply over here as well to Chametz. The rabbis were not Machmir, and it would be Batal B'Shishim. So if you have, in addition to this Batal B'Shishim, some other Tzad to be Lohakel, you could be Mitzarif, some other Heter together with this, that each of them alone might not normally be permissible. Nevertheless, if you could be Mitzarif, another Heter over here, he says you could rely upon the more lenient opinion of the Rishotos, the High Rav Haigon. The issue footnote number 4 brings down from the Ber Heitev in the name of the Ari. He is very machmir, and he says, you'll be blessed greatly. You'll be rewarded with not sinning the rest of the year if a person's careful not to even have a mashu of chometz in a taruvis on Pesach. And the Kav HaChaim brings down a similar idea from the Zohar, where the Zohar says that if one is careful to protect himself from eating chometz or sa'or on Pesach, that he'll be protected from the Yetzahara all year long. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah writes, V'hu tzarich lisrof hakol. And when you have this taruvitz over here, the Ramah says you have to burn it. V'lo sagi bepidjon demei hachometz l'vim kor hashar. And it's not enough to just throw away the amount that you benefited from the chometz over here. Let's say the chometz is a dollar over here. So you throw away the dollar, and then you can sell the rest of it. And he brings this down from the Mordechai and other Rishonim over here, that that is what one should do. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel explains, Lafukim das haposkim shesovim, as opposed to the opinion of the other poskim that hold the sagi shiashlich tbei chometz hamur v'boliyam, v'ukein pidyon, that you're allowed to go throw away what you benefited from this. Let's say it was worth $100 and the chometz made it worth $101, throw a dollar into the river, and then it's like you apode the chometz over here, and therefore you could benefit from the rest of it. Then you can give the rest to a non-Jewish person. So the opinion of the Ramah is that you don't hold like these other poskim over here. He holds like the Mordechai and the other poskim, the Marai and the Tshuvas Mamir Brin, that say that you must burn the entire thing, you must get rid of the entire thing, and you can't just get rid of the chametz part by throwing it away or selling it to a non-Jewish person without paying for the chametz part. So therefore, kamash malon, the lo kai malon kein lemaisa, that the opinion of the Rama is not like these more lenient opinions. However, the Mishmur says, that if there's a great financial loss over there, you have a little bit of chametz that fell into a 100-gallon vat of pesach stuff, so then you might be able to rely upon this opinion. So then sell it to the guy. It's worth $1,000 and $1, so sell it to him for $1,000, not selling him the amount of isser that's there. Since you're not going and taking any money for the isser, ha-ma'or that's mixed in over here, you're not getting any benefit from it. And this is like the lenient opinion that's brought down over there in the Mechaber, which we'll eventually learn in Mitzvah Shem and Simon Tov Samach Zayin. You can see actually it in the Ber Heitev over here, where he discusses in Oz Beis in the Ber Heitev, four lines into it, if you have something that is mixed in, a mashu into one dish, and then a mashu from that dish gets mixed into something else. The Hari Trey mashu. So there, the Taz and the Shach have a machlokes. The Taz says over here, im neswa chaticha b'mashu v'nofle k'der acheres v'silkua, ain't pletasol seres b'mashu, the Trey mashu lo amrina. He says that we don't go carry it further. He says, but if it's a liquid measure, then it will continue to carry the issa forward. He brings down the Shach, in the Nekudas HaKesef, Shekein Nispashet HaHorah, Etzel Kol Bal Yorah, L'chumri B'Trei Mashu, that in general he says that the psak of the great Mori HaRah was to be machmer in all situations over here when you have a Trei Mashu. And he says, certainly, the Lach B'Lach also Trei Mashu, Afilu LaTaz, and the, certainly, where the Taz says B'Lach B'Lach, the Shach says, even B'Yavish B'Yavish, but the, even, certainly, where the Taz says it, then you certainly have to be machmer. However, he brings down the El Yerabba, who brings various rayas that says that one can go lekul over here bechaticha shenesa b'mashu shenofel l'tav shel acher sheyesh rov kinegdo kishemakirin achaticha v'silkua, if you can see the chametz that was originally in there with the mashu from the first mixture, so if you can remove that piece, so then it's not going to ouser the entire second part. Avol amena makiru hakol oser, but he agrees as well that if you can't distinguish it, then everything is oser. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah really writes. Ayin Shom B'Siv Tes B'Mishnah Berurah L'Inyan Im Nesari Ma'at Mi'Osa Kedera Shenesa B'Mashu L'Soch Kedera Acheres. And you can see this all, as I just mentioned, over there in the Mishnah Berurah, or you can see it here somewhat in the Ber Heitev. The issue footnote number 7 just adds one caveat over here and says that when you do sell it to the Goy, according to the opinion that you are allowed to sell it to the Goy, certainly Behefzid Godo Meruba, a very financial, great financial loss, so the Rashba brings down, and it's brought down in the Torah, Sheyesh Omim Shetzarech Lomar Leovi Kochavim Shumochelo Chutz Midmei HaIsser, that you're selling him everything but the Isser, the Chometz that was there. You have to specifically mention it. That's the opinion that the Rashba has brought down in the Torah, says that some say. However, the Rashba himself holds Cholik B'Sov Hashem Tzarech Lomar Kein, you don't have to tell him that, and the Shach Paskins Lalocha Kedas of the Rashba, his own personal opinion, that you do not have to tell the Goy. You just sell it to him for $1,000 instead of $1,001, and you're okay. The Rama continues and he writes, Miu kelim shenis bashel behem, but if you cook this taruvis in some sort of a utensil, mutarim li'achar pesach, that utensil doesn't become osur, that is permitted after Pesach, vein tzrichim shviro hagola, and you don't have to break it, if it's a klicheres, and you don't have to do hagola, this is his own opinion, he says das atzmo, as well as tosfos. And he says you don't need to do any kashering over here of the utensil. The Mishnah Berurah explains this if kotin dalid, afilu bishul behem bepesach atzmo, he says this would be true that you don't have to break the utensil or even kasher it, is if you even if you actually cooked a lot of chametz in it on Pesach that really belonged to a Jew. We don't say the keli becomes also after Pesach. Because after Pesach it's not going to be a b'nei yoman, which means it wasn't used within 24 hours, and therefore by definition, any of the bleios, any of the absorptions inside, will be no same tam lufgam. There'll be a bad flavor imparting, and therefore it's not considered halachically significant. And we don't make exer over here for the lav b'nei yoman, for the possibility that it was b'nei yoman. For example, if you did it on the last day of Pesach, so the post can bring down, you can see this in the issue footnote number 9, if you actually cooked in it on the last day of Pesach, she brings down for the Prima Godim, she also lishtamish bekdera kol mishava meis leis mizman hashimush b'chametz. Then you should wait 24 hours from the time that you actually finished cooking within it in order that it should be nosi in town lefgam. And in this situation, dos hakol mutter, everybody would agree that it's all permissible to use these pots and pans after Pesach. And he says, "V'rak yishemashol som tzorch l'shavshev heitev v'chometz ba'ain shelo yeh nikar b'hem." But he has to make sure that there is no physical, real remnant of the chometz over there, no schmaltz or anything like that of chometz over there. You have to make sure that whatever was chometz is taken away from there. Umishum ha'balua, but for the blios, the absorptions, ain't over by yimotzei b'mishemashol som. And on Pesach, you clean it away from any of the chometz that's still be'en, and you burn that. And the blios, you're not over by yiroa by yimotzei, even though you're leaving them till after Pesach, as we will learn in Yitzhak Hashem over there when we learn these halachos. Now the Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'din taruvav to k'din shar taruvos," and the din over here of taruvos is like all other dinim of taruvos. Elo shemash osu b'shar taruvos pochus mishishim osu b'chomitz mashu. Otherwise, everything is the same, except that we have an additional stringency that we already pointed out, that chomitz and a taruvos is also with a mashu and not b'shishim. However, avol in bishar tarovus lo yatzorch shishim elo klipa o nitilas makom af b'chomitz kein. But if there would be a taruvus over here, which would not require you to have shishim, but you would just need to do a klipa to peel off the part where the chomitz touched or the iser touched, o nitilas makom, or to take away a little bit more, and nitilas makom, which is like an etzba over here, so then af b'chomitz kein. The same din would apply over here, like it would by any other iser. It would apply by the Isser of Chometz on Pesach as well. Why? Shecham b'cham below rotev, because when you touch something hot to something hot, and there's no liquid over there, there's no gravy, below rotev, dai b'klifa kishari surim. It's enough to do a klifa, a peeling off of the part that it touched, because it won't spread throughout. It would only go to the part that it touched, and just like it's good by other isurim, that's all you need to do by Chometz as well. Siv Kotnei in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes, "Dimhoya ze imrote," because if there is gravy over here, the shari surim b'shishim, then the din would be you need shishim against it. So to hachli nichametz would be mashu. Then you would need a mashu, an ashu even by pesach would be also the entire thing. And siv Kotn Vav, it would be adequate to have just a cleaf over here, just to peel off. Lav Davki says not literally to peel off. The Chan b'chan b'lorote dino kitzli. He says when you have hot, touching hot, it's the same halacha as by roasting. V'kaim alon deboy netila. You really need over here netila if it was hot and hot and not klifa, which is just the peel. And how much is this netila? So Dir Shifut number 12 tells us that the shiur k'dei netila, the Shulchan Aruch Yeridea tells us, is k'ovei rochadetz, but it's like the width of the thickness of a finger. Which finger? The thumb. An average-sized person's thumb. Mechaber continues, he writes, "V'chein im noga kikar chometz b'kikar matzah." If you have a piece of chometz that touches a piece of matzah, u'shteim chamim, and they're both hot. If they're cold, then there's no absorption at all. But if they're both hot, the ein shom dover hamifafon, and there is no fatty type of a substance over here that will allow the chometz to spread further into the matzah other than the point where they touched. So lo osur, it's only osur, ella mako magol bilvad. It's only the place where they touched that becomes osur, l'fi sheino mavli yosef, because it won't absorb it in this situation if there's no fatty substance over there. The Mishmur says, "Siv katan zayin u'shteim chamim." How hot do they have to be? Shayatzu lettuce bow, to the point where your hand would withdraw over here if you were to touch it, which is roughly about 104 to 110 degrees Fahrenheit, according to the more machmir shitos. Siv katan ches, the ein sham. There is no fatty substance over there, as opposed to lafuki yishim yesham davar hamefafon. There is a fatty type of a substance that will allow the chametz to spread. Kigon fashtida matzah. If you have some sort of like a knish from matzah on the outside, and some sort of a fatty substance on the inside, sheish bashumon shenoga b'chametz, and now you have over here this fatty substance that touched the chametz, so the nesra kula. Then the whole thing is the regular din of chametz being osir with a mashu and a taruvus. The ozu shamnunish shel heter shemimokum agor, because the fatty part over here that is in the heter non-chometz tikka matzah over here, touches over here the chometz, umifate mistam mashu, chometz and niflot, and it withdraws over here the chometz and brings it throughout the entire pashtida over here. By day came, nifateya tam mashu zeh, umispashi b'chol heter, and it will spread throughout the entire heter. K'moshu derech kol davar shomim lefateya, just like it is for every fatty substance over here to spread, ulispashi b'eishu chan while it's hot. And if another matzah then touched this one, then you only have to do a little bit of a peel over here, or you can sell the entire thing to the guy, as brought down by the Achronim. The issue footnote number 15 points out that this is a special churman that we have over here by chametz. By shari surim, the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridah brings down she'ein iser kochush habalua b'maychol yotzi mimenu b'li rotav. In regular iser, we wouldn't apply this additional stringency over here. It's only over here by the chametz and the matzah. With this, we conclude today's shir.